This podcast is brought to you by VMware, the leader in virtualization.
Hi, my name is Jale Razai. I'm the ESX and ESXi Product Marketing Manager at VMware, and have with me Scott Drummond, Group Manager of Performance Marketing, also here at VMware.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thanks, Jale.
Yeah, Scott here is our performance guru. So we wanted to take a few minutes and give everyone an update on some of the new efficiency gains and performance enhancements that we are introducing in the vSphere 4.0 release. Scott, can you tell us at a high level, you know, what are some of the enhancements that the folks should expect to see out of the new vSphere 4.0 release?
Absolutely. And I'll say that in the work that we're doing with vSphere 4.0 and this launch, that the large performance engineering team that we have here that has been working on this for a year or two is as excited about this launch as anything we've ever done. Specifically, we've done a lot of work to improve the efficiency across the board. We're improving the scalability so that we can address larger servers and more of them. And we've used both these efficiency changes and scalability changes to demonstrate new performance maximums. For instance, some of you may have heard about the very large Oracle database deployment we demonstrated that showed 8,900 transactions per second. We did that just in February at VMworld. Our storage throughput has gone up to 200,000 IOPS, and we continue to have ability to set new records in Exchange mailbox consolidation. We know we can virtualize now very, very close to 100% of all apps, and how close it is, we're not quite sure, but it's certainly above 99%.
Can you walk us through some of the architectural changes and the enhancements that we've made to the back end, to the hypervisor stack, to enable these improvements?
Absolutely. You can think of the way that we're making these changes as improvements along the different resources. And the way that we manage resources, as back to the idea of efficiency and scalability, has improved our capabilities. One of the primary changes that's driven these new abilities is that our kernel's been rewritten to be 64-bit. Now, I should say there'll be a lot of talk about a changeover from a 32-bit to a 64-bit kernel. This is not really a performance feature. Some people may think of that change as providing additional performance capabilities, and it's not true that an individual VM will run more efficiently from having made this change, at least not in a significant manner. But having changed the kernel means that we now have the ability to deal with much, much larger servers and with many more of them. And that change will give us efficiencies in the data center as a whole, and will let us address our individual resources in a way that hits these new numbers.
Have we made improvements to the network or the storage stack?
Yeah, that's a good question. In fact, these are probably the two resource areas where we can point to specific changes that we've made. Let me mention the network stack first. We've introduced a new version of our pair-virtualized guest driver. We call it VMXNet. Version 3 of this is even more efficient than previous versions. It has improved ability to scale out at the receive side. This receive side scaling means higher performance for SMP VMs. It's also got the network stack has better support for some of the technologies coming from the hardware vendors. On a whole, there's areas where we can point to throughput or efficiency gains as much as 300% on some network-specific workloads. The network stack is one of the resources. The other area we've made a lot of change is in our storage stack. We've rewritten some of our internals around what we call a pluggable storage architecture, and we've given great focus to the software protocol specifically. We've halved some of the computational complexity of dealing with software iSCSI, which means those of you that are using software iSCSI can expect more CPU cycles being released for consolidation so you can get higher consolidation. We've also introduced a pair-virtualized SCSI driver. The pair-virtualized SCSI driver will go in the guest, will improve efficiency and throughputs for a great deal of applications. And along with those changes in iSCSI, we now have the ability to fully saturate at wire speed 10 gigabit Ethernet connections.
How about the way we manage other resources, such as CPU? That one seems to be a pretty important one. Have we made any changes there?
We have. We've made a change to the core component of CPU management, our scheduler. Our scheduler back in previous generations was optimized for the CPU core counts as they existed then. But it's interesting to note that as we go forward, we're seeing a diverse collection of CPU core count sizes. Some CPUs have 2, some 4. You see ones with 6, and roadmaps today already go far beyond that. So our scheduler is now fully cache and memory hierarchy aware. And this means that we can very efficiently address servers of all kinds of types. And I should point out, while I go through all this, that a lot of these changes, these core changes that I've mentioned in resource management from the CPU to the memory and the network, these are core changes to our base product that will reflect in both ESX and ESXi. Both of these products are going to show all of these gains. And I should mention there have been significant changes in the CPU as we've gone through successive generations. And we're enabling support for these, which include core count and symmetric multi-threading, which Intel is calling hyper-threading, and a variety of other technologies to extract more gain from the servers.
So one of the, you know, one of the things that we often hear from the customers is, you know, as they've moved beyond kind of virtualizing their, you know, low-hanging fruit applications, they're starting to virtualize more and more mission-critical applications. We're starting to see this across our entire customer base. So usually mission-critical applications will often larger virtual machines. Have we made any improvements in the virtual machine size limits that we allow in the vSphere 4.0 release?
Of course. The VMs themselves are now going to be able to address more memory. Previously, the VM memory limit was at 64 gigabytes. Now an individual VM is going to be able to address a full 256 gigs of RAM. Also, previously supported versions of our product would only support 4-way virtual machines. Now you can configure VMs to use full 8 processors. And I should tell everyone that despite the fact that you may see servers out there that come with many more cores than that, it is a very, very rare application indeed that can address more than 8 cores. The ability to efficiently virtualize 8 cores into a single application or a single virtual machine running a single application provides incredible maximums in a single VM boundary, in a single VM instance.
So it sounds like with the new VM size limits and some of the new performance enhancements that we've made, there really aren't that many applications that you cannot virtualize on vSphere.
That's correct. And we demonstrated, I'll mention again, as I said in the intro, this capabilities associated with an Oracle instance that was doing 534,000 transactions per second and was driving 60,000 IOPS to almost 600 disks from one single VM. It's incredible maximums for a single VM.
Something that I find really interesting is that as virtualization has become more of a mainstream technology that we see companies of all sizes, all industries adopting, we're seeing a lot of new technologies out of the ecosystem partners, such as the chip vendors like Intel and AMD, that are supposed to improve virtualization performance. Do we support any of these technologies?
We do. In fact, most of these we've supported going back to a version of ESX 3.5, or if we talk about the hardware assist technologies from Intel and AMD, back into much older generations of our product than that. But in the past year or so, we've seen even more advances in this area, as you've mentioned. Just two I'll call out through matter of discussion. One is Intel has released in their most recent version of Xeons, which are 5500s, support for a technology called extended page tables. And extended page tables open up a difficult class of applications to performance that is very, very close to native. And our support for that now exists in ESXi and ESX, the most recent version 4.0, coming with vSphere. Also, there are technologies that exist in the I/O stack. I'll call out a technology from Intel called VMDQ. VMDQ is a VM-aware queuing capability that exists in the chipset that provides real gains in consolidated environments. I hinted at this earlier, but we have seen throughput differences as great as 300% with some network-specific workloads. Now, not everyone's going to necessarily want to drive a workload up to these huge amounts of I/O, but when you're not getting the 300% gains in throughput, you are getting improvement efficiency that, again, opens up cycles for a better consolidation.
So have these technologies or any other enhancements that we've made in the back end to the hypervisor stack affect the consolidation ratio?
Absolutely. So we're, of course, cutting out these cycles from other areas by removing overheads associated with the network or the storage stack. We can now open up cycles for doing actual application work. But on top of that, I talked a little bit about the scheduler changes. As we get a more efficient scheduler, we're able to better position VMs across existing cores. That means more work out of the VM itself. In fact, we could point to almost every area of the implementation through the storage and the I/O, memory management as assisted by AMD's RVI or Intel's EPT, CPU scheduling, and any of the other features that are being provided in the ecosystem. All of these take away from overhead in the kernel and open up these cycles for getting more and more VMs in a single host.
That's really great information, because I do run into a lot of customers, especially existing customers of vSphere, who say, you know, performance is already in 3.5 is where they need it to be, and that they're already able to virtualize a lot of their mission-critical application. And so it's good to hear that even those folks can expect enhancements on the consolidation ratio so that they can save even more money with VMware.
They absolutely can, and there's two ways that they're getting this. They're getting this through the efficiency changes that we've made that releases cycles to do other work, and from the host scalability limits. It's worth noting that we can now fully address 64 physical cores on a single host and 1 terabyte of memory. This will enable support of up to 256 vCPUs. So now you have a more efficient host and a host that can address many more resources. So the ability to run far more VMs on a single host has been enabled through the use of vSphere 4.
Yeah, this is great, especially as we see, you know, the server vendors put out, you know, bigger, more powerful servers. It's good to know that we're supporting it, and so customers can virtualize these servers and get those high consolidation ratios and drive up their cost savings.
Definitely.
So we've talked a lot about application performance, and, you know, and that's definitely great, because I think when it comes to performance, that's what people are most interested in. But have we made performance enhancements in any other aspects of vSphere or the vCenter server that's used to manage vSphere?
Of course, our very large and very dedicated performance engineering team doesn't just work solely on ESX scalability. They make sure that every product we produce is released with generational improvements in performance and efficiency. And just to name a few, as I kind of think through some of the changes I've heard of recently, live migration, the ability to vMotion a VM from one host to another, has been improved in efficiency. This means we can drive more traffic through onto the interconnect links and make those migrations happen faster. We've changed the way VMFS works, which has improved the scalability in a variety of applications. I was just recently talking to one of our performance experts who said, for those of you that care about VMware View, that want to have a large number of desktops, you can now do bootstorms of 500 VMs instead of previous generations might have been able to do this in 8 minutes. You can now, in 4 minutes, start up 500 VMs.
Wow.
That's a VMFS change. vCenter has been improved. vCenter can now address more hosts and more VMs. This means that it's going to scale, of course. However, the implementation itself has been changed so that your experience as you're running the client and connecting to vCenter is going to be improved. You should expect better snappiness, better presentation. And all other tools such as Update Manager, we can now provide more rapid updates to a large number of VMs. There's, as I said earlier, a very few things that haven't been improved since our previous version.
Sounds like we can expect a lot of exciting new performance enhancements that not only help customers virtualize more applications, but also run them at much higher consolidation ratios. Do you have any kind of closing remarks?
Sure. I'll repeat what I opened up on, that I've talked to many of the engineers that exist in our group, have been around this company since it was very, very small many years ago. And consistently, the observation I'm hearing is that from a performance perspective, this is one of the most exciting launches we've ever had. We're fully integrated with the ecosystem that is now contributing incredible technologies for improving performance. We're supporting this dramatically scaled capability in servers. We're making improvements in our own areas to make VMs run faster and do more work. And we're doing all this in a way that we hope is going to translate, and we expect should translate into very measurable, very specific gains in consolidation, so that our customers that get to upgrade to vSphere can do more work on their existing servers and can do more work as they continue to purchase servers over the coming years.
Sounds great, Scott. Sounds like it's going to be a very exciting launch. Thanks for taking us through this.
Thank you, Jale.
For more information on vSphere, please visit www.vmware.com/go/vSphere.